Well, it really is hard to wrap your head around the amount of time Cubs fans had to wait, which is why we've brought in the biggest, best Cubs fan at NPR, Scott Simon, host of NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday. Scott, was it everything you hoped it would be?
Oh, it was more than what I hoped it would be. No, what I hoped it would be was the Cubs winning in four straight by a huge margin. once I got over that after the first couple of games, it was more. This was, I think, with it's being called the greatest single baseball game of all time. Right. I mean, think of it. You have the two longest losing franchises. You have the seventh game of the World Series. You have a rain delay. You have these two great original franchise cities. Chicago, the north side of Chicago, and Cleveland. It really doesn't get any better than what we saw last night.
Well, let's listen.
By the way, I've been asking, let me share something with you. Mm-hmm. Hold on for just a second if I can do this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go.
Siri, who won the World Series last night?
Oh! The Cubs won the World Series 4-3 over the Indians. They won the last game 8-7.
I've been playing that over and over again.
And you have a British Siri, which I've never even heard
before. Yeah, I have a British. It makes me feel elevated. It's my Lord Grantham Siri. Yes, go ahead, Jerry. You probably had a question because, as you know, I don't need them.
I know. Yes, it's Robin, and I just want to ask you about this one moment. Yeah. You're in the bottom of the eighth inning. You know, the Cubs jump out to this early lead, and then your closer, Aroldis Chapman, on the mound facing a batter who hasn't hit a home run since August. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Swung on, line to deep left field. It is gone! You should see the
okay, I remember that, Robin. What's your point?
So Davis hits this home run. It's a tie game in Cleveland. What's going through your mind?
Oh, I think any Cub fan had to think, you mean we have the most amazing fastball pitcher in the history of baseball, our guy, on the mound, and they still get a home run, which, by the way, perhaps because he was overworked the two previous games. You can't throw 105 miles an hour game after game after game. I think every Cub fan thought, oh my gosh, we have created the seeds of our own destruction here. And what was a wonder, both teams, both Cleveland and Chicago, would make mistakes, drop balls, commit an error, and then they would keep coming back. And look, I know baseball is not life, and we should be careful about this, but if my daughters, who we made watch the game, learn that it's not the mistakes you make, it's how you come back from them, then I'm going to be comfortable with that lesson. And I'm glad they were with us last night watching that.
So it turns out that Halley's Comet has passed the Earth twice since the last time the Cubs won the World Series.
And I saw that from that New York Yankee-loving astronomer on his Twitter stream, yes.
And Marshall Fields, the big department store in Chicago, was not able to survive long enough to see what happened last night. But Scott,
oh my gosh,
what are we supposed to do now to take our attention off this horrendous election for the next 5 days?
Well, I don't think I want to answer that question because, of course, Jeremy, you and I both think that if people who want to pay attention to this election will turn to their local public radio stations and become generous donors, members, contributors, and supporters, that's how you put your mind on the election,
hey,
Jeremy.
Hey, Scott, Theo Epstein, you know, the club's president, tweeted out, 108 years, generations, some still here, some not, but they were all here tonight. Many of your fans are thinking of your mom and all the other Cub fans who are with us somewhere cheering in this moment. Scott Simon, host of NPR's Weekend Edition. Did we mention he's a Cubs fan?
I think that one thing, that's going to be on my gravestone, you know, which I could almost accept today after we've won.
Scott, thanks.
Thanks.